redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
redakcija za kulturo,
redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Pred dobrim tednom dni se je v Zagrebu zaključila 11. edicija festivala 25 FPS, ki ga lahko označimo za največjo manifestacijo eksperimentalnega filma na področju bivše Jugoslavije. Že drugo leto zapored je festival ponudil preko delavnice tudi v pogledu proces nastajanja eksperimentalnega filma. Lansko leto je delavnico vodil starosta in pionir avstrijske avantgarde Peter Kubelka. Letošnje leto pa generacijo mlajši, prav tako avstrijski eksperimentalist Peter Čerkaski, ki je po sekvencah razložil nastanek in vsebino svojega najnovejšega filma Exquisite Corpus. Avstrijski eksperimentalni film velja za enega izmed najbolj plodnih, inovativnih in izdelanih umetniških konceptov na področju eksperimenta na filmskem mediju, ki gradi na bogati tradiciji, prav tako pa ponuja izjemno širok in raznolik spekter avtorskih izrazov. Zato je zagotovo zaslužna naklonjena filmska politika in finančna vzpodbuda strani države, ki preko Innovative Film Austria podpira te projekte in posamezne filmske inicijative, kot je Sixpack Film, ki skrbi za distribucijo del avstrijske avantgarde. Avstrijski eksperimentalni film pa bo zastopan tudi drevi ob 18. v Ljubljani v galeriji P74 s filmi Jozefa Dabrniga, ki ga uvrščajo ob bok že prej omenjenim velikim imenom avstrijske eksperimentale Martinu Arnoldu, Petru Kubelki in Petru Čerkaskemu. Dogodek je razdeljen na dva dela in sicer ob 18. bo v katedrali Kina Šiška predavanje. Več o predavanju avtor Jozef Dabrnik.
In the Kathedrale next to the gallery in the Kino Šiška, where I speak about the image construction related to my films, image construction before the films and after the films. After the films in terms of film stills and before the films in side photographies, photographies for, of the actors, what I need to go for fundings.
Ob 20. pa bo v galeriji sledila projekcija dveh Dabrnikovih filmov.
Later on in the gallery there will be presented two of my films. Last films Hypercrisis, what was nominated for the European Film Award in the film festival in Venice in 2011. And another film, River Plate, what was shot next to Slovenia in the Val Canale in Canaltal in Friuli. Hypercrisis is located in the Hypercrisis is located in the Recreation Center for Soviet Cinematographers in Dilichan in Armenia. I got access to this site through Georg Schöllhammer, who did a lot of research on Soviet modernities in Caucasian region. I instrumentalized this site as a resort of poets. So we have one poet there who comes as a fictional figure who comes there to cure his nervous crisis, his problems of concentration, and there are a lot of officials who don't take care of the main figure of the client, who are only concentrated in their welfare, in eating and having dinners and lunch. River Plate is a film quite related to the structural implication in connection with experimental film. The narration is set up by six figures and divided in their body fragments. So we have six body parts and six figures, and the sort of module against each other makes the plot of the movie.
Ukolikor pa vas privlači film bolj narativne narave, pa je danes enkratna priložnost, da si ogledate slovensko klasiko Grajski biki Jožeta Pogačnika ob 18. v slovenski kinoteki. Po projekciji filma bo sledil tudi pogovor z režiserjem. Kulturne novice je pripravil Cerovšek.
You are tuned to Radio Student on 89.3 MHz FM stereo. We wish you clear sound and sharp picture.